The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are on, and I see Wanda's on the phone, which means she's already interfacing with our first guest. That's right, we've got a great show today. We've got the 2017 economic update with my good friend Jimmy Casale, and we're going to start off the show with Larry Zinn talking about the hot cars to look for in 2017, and I may get Larry to talk a little Dolphins, so make sure you stick with us. I'm going to kick it to Wanda real fast, and then we're going to be back with great information you can use right away to save money, make money, and have just a terrific life. Wanda, it's yours. All right, it's 2017, and what are you going to do if you're looking to buy or lease a car? You know the answer to that. You're going to call my friends at Warren Henry. That's right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, it's 2017, and what are you going to do if your mortgage is not fitting into the standard box? Let's say your description of your situation goes, I got a special situation. What should you do? You should call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Realtors got foreign nationals as clients. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We can help them get a loan. And you know what? I got a call just today by a realtor. They said that they found a great deal. They had to move fast and they needed a loan. Could I help? I said, for sure. And now that realtor is buying a property for themselves with our loan. So give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Buying a condo, buying a house, maybe you're a U.S. resident. Hey, you know what? Maybe your credit's not perfect. Maybe you don't want to do a full doc loan. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Because if you need a residential or a commercial real estate loan, I'm your man. Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Fried on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we are on with Larry Zinn, automotive empresario. How are you, Larry?
Hey, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, man. Hey, let's celebrate. The Dolphins are in the playoffs. Did I just really say that?
I was going to say, remember at the beginning of the season when we were talking about this, and I think it was, 1-3, and I was devastated and ready to never go to a Dolphins game again, and you kind of talked us all off the ledge. I appreciate that, because otherwise we wouldn't be here today.
Well, thank you so much. Give Adam Gase a little bit of credit. That guy really did a good job, and I think that what it really shows is that when a person brings their management style to the table, sometimes it takes just a little bit of time to take hold, and I think he's done a really good job.
I think he's done a great job. I'm interested to see what happens next season, as this continues to build. And, hopefully we make it through the playoffs. But, regardless, it is a pretty strong season, especially for a first-year coach.
Thank you for using is, because it's not over yet. Now, Larry, I touted today as we would talk about some of the hot things to look for in 2017 from cars. We always talk about Warren Henry and their nameplates, but one thing we don't always talk about is what a aficionado you are of gasoline and the things that it can power. So, Larry, I know you look at a lot of different things that happen in the auto industry. What are some cool things that we should look for in 2017 generally, and then, of course, with your nameplates?
Well, I think generally you're going to see a lot more electrification throughout the industry. So right now you see a lot of novel products like Tesla and what they have going on, and they have a lot of buzz behind them because they have electric vehicles. You're going to start to see all the major brands get into electric vehicles, and in a very big way. It's not going to be a two-model deal, much of these brands, and it's not necessarily happening next year throughout the brand, but it'll start where they get in with one car and then another, and then throughout the entire lineup they'll have an option on either a diesel, an electric, a hybrid, or a standard gasoline version. So that's an exciting thing that's happening with the industry. We'll also see new things in regards to ride sharing, subscription models, different ways of ownership for vehicles. I think that's something that's really coming to the forefront very quickly. And, is as far as urban living goes, has a lot of merit and interesting things going for it, as well as autonomy. The legal side of autonomy and what's going to happen with self-driving vehicles and what can and can't be done, and how those vehicles are going to progress technologically as well. So it really is an exciting time for the industry. Things are changing at a very rapid pace. As the technology increases, we're just seeing some really wild stuff come from all these different manufacturers. And, I'm certainly very excited.
What's the neatest innovation that you're seeing across the industry right now, Lair?
Well, I think, actually going to autonomy, for example, okay, you're going to see, you've already seen portions of it, like in the Infiniti, for example, in the Q50, when you have a technology package, the vehicle can stop itself or keep you from changing lanes if you're going to merge into another vehicle or you happen to be drifting, the car can correct you. Now you're going to start to see things like when you get into traffic, you push a button and the car is basically going to drive itself through traffic. So you can, not that I'm encouraging it, but when you look around, you see everybody around you text messaging. Now people, rather than having these low mileage accidents where they're bumping into each other because they're looking down and text messaging, the car will actually take control in these situations and not allow those things to happen, which will hopefully make my commute much shorter.
100%. I mean, it seems to me that every single day, the only people you pass on the road are three cars that bumped into each other and you know what was going on.
I mean, when you see somebody who's hit at low speed, most of the time now that's what happened, is somebody was looking down, not paying attention. There was an additional distraction going on in the vehicle. And I think you'll also see elimination of some of those distractions as well through different types of technological advances that are being offered inside the vehicle to keep people's eyes on the road.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Now, Lair, what are some of the innovations that you and your nameplates are bringing to the table this year? I know you're excited about a couple new vehicles that are coming in.
Well, we've got some really interesting innovations from a performance perspective happening on the Lamborghini side. We've got on the Land Rover side, we've got a new Discovery coming out, which is going to replace the LR4, which was previously known as a Discovery in the earlier part of its life.
Okay.
And that car is going to have a lot of really interesting technology, including being that it's a seven-seater, you'll actually be able to adjust the seating position. So if you want the third row up, down, the second row up or down, you can do that from outside the vehicle from your cell phone.
Wow.
And you're going to see a lot more of these controls as far as, you know, starting the car from your phone, which is out there now, changing seating configurations, valet alerts, where you want to make sure that you're alerted when somebody drives outside of a certain radius,
right,
or over a certain speed if your kid's driving the car. You know, a lot of that's out there now, but you're going to see it all start to come together in many different packages for many different vehicles.
Well, you know, hacking's been in the news lately. We won't say where. But how about I couldn't resist. How about the security part of the whole thing? Are they going to come with heavy encryption so that the guy driving next to me can't take control of my car?
Yes. And also, we're already starting to see laws come into place to protect from hacking, or at least provide penalty when there is hacking. In the state of Michigan, for example, if you're caught hacking a vehicle, it's a life sentence.
It should be. It could result in death.
Absolutely. And, you know, there will be separate networks in regards to where the connection to the internet comes from on these vehicles. You know, they're not going to be on a standard channel. As far as communications go, they will have a proprietary channel. It's just a matter of, you know, the hackers are always one step ahead anyway. So, you know, hopefully the automakers can stay further ahead. And as the vehicles become more and more connected, they'll be able to continually update them over the air without you having to worry about going in to get a car plugged in to get an update.
Oh, my gosh. So soon I'm going to be getting a thing, do not turn off your car, it's updating?
Basically, yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Or your vehicle is off, you know, okay, in 10 minutes your vehicle is going to get an update, and the next morning you wake up, your vehicle can have some sort of new features. If there was some sort of performance issue that may have been software controlled, that'll be corrected over the air.
Larry, this is great stuff. It's like red cap in the car. It's great.
It's all really interesting, and you know, like I said, moving very, very fast. So, you know, there's all sorts of other issues that come about when you have all this massive amounts of data going through the air. As far as collection of the data, who owns the data? Do you own the data? Does the manufacturer own the data? Who owns it? And then also, what are they going to do with it?
Wow.
So it'll be interesting to see how all those things shake out as well.
Yeah, what are they going to do with it? That'll be really good. I mean, already they're starting to try to do the insurance thing with the, you know, put the thing in your car on insurance. So it's really fascinating. Big Brother's coming to your car. Now, Larry, let's talk for just a second about what's going on in Lamborghini. I would like to just, you said there's some new good hot stuff coming up. Tell me how I'm going to spend my gasoline in a couple of years.
Well, we've got the Aventador S coming out, which is the next generation of our highest end model at the Lamborghini store. The Aventador S is going to have four-wheel steering, 740 horsepower, all new technology. It's going to be lighter, more aerodynamic. I mean, it's going to be a wild machine.
Oh, yeah. Wanda's making a face. She's got to have one.
Actually, we want to make sure as well that you all come by for Supercar Saturday next weekend.
Oh, I'll be there for sure. And I'm actually invited one of my friends already to go. Now, Larry, is that new car going to come in that real fancy blue? I voted for that blue. You saw me vote for the blue.
I know you did. It'll come in whatever color you'd like. That's one of the great things about working with a manufacturer that does everything from such a custom perspective. You can send in a picture or a paint chip or something in a color that you want to create if it's not available to you.
Well, that's
but if you'd
amazing.
Like that blue, you can get it. You know, you just, of course, everything does come at a premium.
Well, that's okay. At that price point, it's not such a big surprise. Now, let's see. We're going to have Peter's going to be out there. Samantha's going to be out there. AB's going to be out there. Anybody else we got to give a shout-out to? I mean, they're always lovely.
Shout-out to Leo and Andrew and, you know, John and Adam and Mary Lou and Denise, the whole crew.
The little
Margo, everybody.
I love the lady that sells with her daughter the cupcakes and cookies. I love giving a donation to that lady every time.
Of course.
She's the best.
Yeah, to Kelly and Victoria.
There you go. Now, your dad was great. He gave me my favorite cap, my little white Lamborghini cap. It's plain. He likes them plain without a lot of stuff on the top. I'm kind of like him. So everybody's there. The whole team. People can go there. They can make a deal. They can meet the whole, I'm going to have to say it, Warren Henry family. And when is Supercar Saturday, and where is it going to be, Larry?
So it's next Saturday at Lamborghini Broward. That's 4645 Volunteer Road. It's right off of 75 in Griffin. And, you know, it's a great event, even if you're not coming to show your car off. It's a great spectators event as well. We're expecting somewhere around 300 cars between exotics, classics, tuner vehicles. It should be a really special show. Right now, the feedback we've gotten for this one seems like it may be the biggest yet.
Well, I guess I better get there early. Everybody, make sure you join me next Saturday with Larry and his family at Warren Henry up there at the Lamborghini store. We're going to have a great time, and there's also great things to see. They've got coffee, so you can get to see me on coffee. They have donuts, coffee, and sugar. Boy, you're going to love me on that stuff. So, Larry, I want to thank you so much for coming. Thank you for being a supporter of the show. But more than anything else, thanks for bringing all your positive energy today.
Oh, thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. Please send my love to Vivian, as always. And, you know, looking forward to next time.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon. Larry's in, the GM of all the Warren Henry stores. He is the man. He is the top auto guy in town, if you ask me. Wanda, take it away. We'll be right back with Jimmy Casale. We're going to talk economics. It'll be fun. It may even be entertaining, but it will be informative. So, Wanda, take it away.
Give me a beat.
On business. All right, we're back. I'm telling Jimmy Casale about what I'm doing on Facebook Live. Make sure you go to the Jim Fried Fried on Business Facebook page. You can watch us live. You can see Jim Casale and his need for a haircut. And hey, I want to thank Larry Zinn as always. Larry's been on the show with us for, my gosh, 5 years. It seems like yesterday. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, make sure you call my friends at Warren Henry. That's right. When you want to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, do you need a residential or commercial loan? Well, I can help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe your loan doesn't fit into the standard box. Maybe you got to close quickly. Maybe you had a credit problem. Maybe it's something in process. Maybe you just want something for 6 months. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We know all the lenders. We are lenders. We're one of Florida's oldest private lenders. That means we can lend all over the state. We do up to probably $13, $15 million loans. We can help you with your, like I said, your home, your investment property. Maybe it's your business. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I can help you. Maybe you're a realtor. Maybe you want to buy that property because you saw the price go down, but there still aren't enough buyers in that little submarket, and you want to buy it. I can help you. I had that call today. I had another call today. A friend of mine is looking at his house. He can either sell his house as a for land value. It's scrape. It's in one of those fancy neighborhoods, but they build a new house on top of it. Or he can spend a couple of $100,000 and fix it up and then have a brand new, you know, basically house and be at the top of the market again. And I said, why don't you do that? I'll get you a loan. He said, okay, great. Let's do it. So if I can help you reach your dreams, achieve your dreams with a loan, give me a call. Jim Fried, Real Estate Asset-Based Lending. Jim Fried, 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back, and we are doing my segment here with Jim Casale. Jim is the founder of Casale Salpeter. Do I say that right? Is that right?
Yes, Casale Salpeter here in Miami.
Okay, great. And Jim, Jim, why don't you tell people what you do? You do it better than I do.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Glad to be here. It's certainly a new year and a very interesting year, I suspect, coming up. Our firm is a local investment bank. We specialize in selling companies, raising money for companies, whether it's equity, mezzanine money, or potentially debt. We also do fairness opinions, solvency opinions, and work with financial advisory work for various companies and individuals.
So that means you know what's under the hood at a whole lot of places in town.
We know a few. We know if you've been here a long time, so we know a lot of people.
So, Jimmy, let's get right down to it. I know that you study the economy, that it's one of your fortes. You bring that to the table when you work with people on their businesses. There's been, is it fair to say, a sea change in the politics up in Washington? Sometimes that doesn't mean anything. Sometimes it does. I think this time it may mean something.
We like to call it a T-change, not a sea change. And as we sit here today, we're T-minus 15 and counting.
To T-Day. Okay, great.
Because obviously the president-elect loves to have his name on things, so we're starting to adapt things to that to accommodate his wishes.
So is that T-Monday, T-Tuesday, T-Wednesday yet?
Everything changes. Monday now starts T-M-O-N-D-A-Y.
Okay, I just want there's not a hyphen, not an underline?
Maybe.
He is a Twitter guy. He might want to use the underline.
Well, we're going to do it in 140 characters. We're going to keep it simple.
Okay, and I had to get the underline in there for Meg and all the friends that we have at the underline. Now, Jim, so we've got something. T-Day is a few days away. What do you think happens T+1?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk of what's going to happen. The Republican Congress, now that the Republicans control both houses as well as the presidency, there's a fair amount of talk about what they will do, not only day one, but that first 100 days. They talk about the tax plan. You know, first thing is taxes and Obamacare, which they may just change the name of Obamacare to Trump Care.
I think he already owns it.
He does. Well, he does own it. And there's a lot of discussion going on in the Hill now. You know, the new Congress was sworn in yesterday. So they're starting to talk about these things, besides the very important work that they have to do about in appointing and deciding who the new cabinet officers are going to be and going through appropriate hearings and things of that nature.
The Supremes? We need the Supremes filled out there?
Well, that won't be done in the first 2 weeks.
I mean,
not between now and the election.
No,
that may be done
on
day one.
I agree.
Right now, they've got to fill a cabinet, get the security people, because, you know, Trump does need his people around him, and there's an obligation of both the House and the Senate to give him that ability to vet people and make sure they're the right people for the right jobs, not just rubber stamp everything. So that's going on right now, but there's talk about with Obamacare, you know, some say they'll do it day one. Some say it may be done day one, but it may be a year or two to phase in. It's really hard. There's a lot of uncertainty right now. But The good news is tomorrow will be one day closer to less uncertainty. And I think uncertainty is bad. Knowing what happens will be good, whether you like it or not, or it's good. But just knowing what's going to happen will be very important from an economic standpoint.
Now, how about taxes? I hear they're going to be making some changes on the taxes and how they're going to apply taxes. And it sounds to me like it has a lot of impact on what I do, real estate.
You know, it's going to have a lot of impact on real estate, on business, on everybody. And, you know, the tax code has got so many different areas. And just some of the ones that might be more germane and important are personal taxes are certainly one. Corporate taxes are another. Estate taxes would be another. And then I would also talk about import taxes, because there's been so much talk about incentivizing people to buy American, disincentivizing, you know, the importation of things, which also has economic effects. Because when you go to Walmart and you buy that shirt, if it's made in America and it costs $20, or it's made in Malaysia and it costs $5, I'm not sure how happy people are going to be in the country if they have to pay $20 for that $5 shirt.
Well, it won't be a $5 shirt. It'll be a $20 shirt, because it'll have a $15 tariff.
It could have the tariff. It also could have Trump's name on it. He's already importing stuff from outside the country for his own stuff. But, you know, there's the existing tax code, which is obviously very complicated. There's been lots of talk over the last many years that we need to make changes to the tax code. So I don't think you'll find many people who would argue that the tax code needs to be changed. I think what you'll find is the great divide on how it should be changed, how it should be done. The two plans that people talk about greatly today are the Trump plan, which he talked about during the election, and then Speaker Ryan's plan. And in some cases, like in interest rates, you know, excuse me, in tax rates on individuals, they're fairly similar, with brackets running, you know, 12%, 25%, 33%. And keep in mind that 33% bracket is down from 39.6% today. So that's different.
Right.
And then there's also talk about eliminating some of the other taxes that are around individuals, which is like the Obamacare a tax at 3.8%.
I paid $1,000 for having a policy. I mean, because I'm insured, I paid $1,000 for the privilege.
Not a bad thing.
Sometimes I might not be able to. I mean, a pre-existing condition with my wife, I might not have been able to get insurance before.
You know, Obamacare, and there's been a lot of talk about that. There are certain things, and people don't realize that, yes, Obamacare certainly gave insurance availability to tens of millions of people, many of whom taken it. But it also put things in just my policy, you know, everybody's group policy. You know, as you just mentioned, the pre-existing condition becomes very important to level things out and give people access. Otherwise, that's all going to fall on public hospitals and things of that nature. So that's very important. Having the ability to have your children on parents' policies until they're 26, also a very important. And eliminating the cap on insurance. You know, when people today, catastrophically, years ago, people didn't run into a cap of $1 million, which was standard on policies. But today, you know, God forbid, you know, you end up with, you know, a couple of twins in a neonatal unit. You end up with some long-term, you know, cancer-type issue or other issue. As Jim, I know you're very familiar with these kind of issues, unfortunately. And, you know, I hope your wife's doing better, and it's
a
really tough time.
She's a tough lady,
but
stronger than me.
Those kind of changes, I'm not sure that anybody, especially in the public, wants to see those kind of things change. So it's more than just the ACA. And we need, you know, no one argues that everybody should have access to healthcare. The question is affordable, and can it be paid? And that's what we're going to see. And there's that argument even amongst various Republicans of what they should do, forgetting who owns it or not. You know, there's no doubt, and I guess yesterday or the day before, the president went into the Democrats telling them, you know, don't make it easy. Well, don't make it easy, don't make it hard. We obviously need to do something.
Yeah, I mean, healthcare is still an issue. Our premium, just as a family of two, is now over $2,000. So that's a little bit of an issue. But like I said, I wouldn't have had the ability to get insurance a little while ago, so I'm thrilled to pay them the $2,000. And Lord knows my wife needs the insurance. You know, we're, I think, at a pretty good pause point here. Why don't we take an early break? Wanda, are you ready for me in there? Can we do a little earlier break and come back with Jim a little bit earlier? Can we do that? All right. So listen, we're going to come back. Jim, you can stay for another segment?
I can.
All right, great. We're going to have more good insight on the economy with Jimmy Casale. Stick with me. This is great stuff, because if you're planning your business, this is stuff you got to know. Wanda, it's all yours.
Breaking my heart.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming home. You're darn tootin' I am. And when I'm coming home in my Warren Henry. I got two of those beautiful, smoking great cars. And you know what? They're Infinities. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody, you're looking for a mortgage? Well, I can help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You need a commercial loan? We're great at getting your commercial loans done. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Your loan requests start with I have a special situation, then I have the phone number for you to call. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We do residential and commercial portfolio products. We do foreign nationals and U.S. borrowers. What does that mean? That means that we don't need to go to federal government or any of those people for an approval. We go to high net worth investors. They bring the deal to the table. You accept the deal and we close. It can happen in as little as a couple of days. My gosh, this is just great stuff. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Dade County, we've got a crash on I-95 heading southbound right after Ives Dairy. That's been moved over onto your shoulder. You're seeing slow traffic back to Hollywood. 17th Avenue is still shut down northbound between 8th Street and 7th Street for police activity. You'll want to use 18th or 16th Avenue instead. And we had a broken down car in Broward County on the turnpike southbound after Sunrise Boulevard that has cleared, but you're still seeing a little residual delays. That's your South Florida traffic.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're here with Jimmy Casale. He's the chairman, president, CEO, founder, all kinds of great things. Did he give you a promotion? At Casale Saltpeter, they're an investment firm, middle market firm here in Miami. Jimmy helps families realize the value trapped in their business by helping them capitalize it. Would you say that's sort of the way to go?
Absolutely.
Give me my $5, please.
Okay.
All right. All right. So Jimmy's back. We've been talking about the economy. We've been talking about the impact of Mr. T on the economy. Let's just talk in general about some, we'll do some quick hits. Let's do a lightning round. I'll give you a word and you can tell me what you think. Interest rates.
Well, interest rates, as we all know, in December, we saw the Fed raise them a quarter of a point. There was some talk in their most recent minutes about maybe this next year going up three times a quarter of a point. So there'll be three increases. If we roll back a year ago and we were sitting here exactly this time last year, there was that same discussion of three interest rate hikes.
Yes.
And we saw one.
Well, there was Bread X.
I think we've also seen two interest rate hikes in the last 8 or 9 years.
Something like that.
So we will see some interest rate hikes. And, you know, with the economy in pretty good shape, your next word you were going to say, I heard you say employment. I heard
that. Yes, employment was next.
So, you know, with employment getting stronger and today what came out with jobless claims were very, very low. Job creation wasn't what they thought, but with the lower, continually lower, jobless claims, the economy, the employment is in pretty good shape. That will start to increase costs. Then we'll have inflation.
Oh my gosh, I'm seeing the circle on the board.
You know, I'm not predicting that we're 1980. I'm not predicting 14%+ interest rates.
20.
Well, 14 prime, 20. I mean, 20 was cheap. Bonds, you could get tax-free bonds in those days. The old whoops bonds were 14.5%. You got to clip coupons.
You're talking why I stayed in school for 2 years.
That's why they clipped coupons. I thought that was to avoid a war, but it's a whole different subject.
You're too funny.
Inflation is coming back a little bit. And, you know, inflation is funny. You hear the figures that the Fed uses for inflation, and it's within a target, it's below. Yet go out and go to a restaurant for dinner, be it fast food or high-end.
Forget about it.
A lot of things, the grocery store in many cases is higher. Of course, gasoline prices have gone back up, but they're still very reasonable relative to where they were when you're talking about gasoline in the $40 to $50, $55 range. At the pumps in most places, it's still below $3. You know, not remembering the days in 73 when it was 25 cents and then we waited in line.
I remember the last place I got 99 cents a gallon. I do.
Wow.
I do. 99 cents.
I won't ask you what year. We'll stay away from the year.
I was in college. I had long hair at the time.
Really?
Yes.
You had hair at the time?
All over.
Hair and long hair.
Yes.
Both.
You're too funny. That's very good. It's like I got a five head. They need to go on Facebook Live to see my five head.
There you go. Uh-oh. There we go. Facebook. We'll wave to that.
There it is. You saw the big like it looked like an asteroid go across the pit. That was my face. So we talked about employment. We talked about interest rates.
And interest rates are going up, and that's going to affect people because it's going to affect people on their credit cards a little bit. But it will affect, we've seen a little bit with home mortgages. I know that's
the
business you're in.
Well, it decreases the purchasing power a little.
And, the mortgage rates, even though they've gone up a little bit, they're still historically low. I remember signing a 14%+ loan.
And being happy.
I remember my first loan, which was in the high nines, and my father thought I was crazy because he had a 4% mortgage. In those days, you got your home mortgages, when my father got his home, from your insurance company, your life insurance carrier.
Right.
It was the one who gave you your 30-year 4% loan. So he thought I was crazy. Of course, then rates went up and I wasn't so crazy. And my son refinanced his home at 30-year fixed, 3.5% about 2 months ago.
Well, your dad would have loved that.
Yeah, well, that's where we all should be borrowing.
Exactly.
So, even with the rates today, they're not historically at high rates. They're very low rates. They're good rates. And even if they go up a quarter point, half a point, it's not going to make that big a difference. But if they go up, 200 or 300 basis points, 2 or 3%. I think to a lot of people, especially people with starter homes, because not only do you have the interest rates, but you have the cost of the home is going to be an issue.
Yeah, well, I think you may see that, and I don't think you're seeing a lot of starter homes. And one of the things that I'm thinking is that the reason that people are building rental apartments is that they don't think that in the long term, America home affordability is going to be really able to move the needle that much in this generation.
Well, and I think also you have to look at where it is. I think if you look at the coasts, let's refer to the blue areas,
We don't do politics much, but we'll refer to the. You're talking about the ocean is blue.
I'm not talking politics here. What I'm talking about is home affordability.
Okay.
You get outside of New York, Florida, the coast area, California, you go in the middle. There hasn't been that same housing recovery. You can go into Detroit today and get very affordable homes. You can go into Louisiana today and get forget what we pay in Miami. You can buy for $500,000, you can have a beautiful home with a lot of land, a lot of places except
here,
or maybe some places of Texas, California, New York, Oregon's become expensive.
Yeah, my friends all want to move to Oregon when they retire.
Not a bad place to be. It's either there or Costa Rica, depending on what you want to do.
Hey now. So the point is that there's all kinds of things that people are making. And let's talk about retirement. Medicare, Medicaid. Those have an impact, transfer payments on the economy. People are always asking me, should they take it at 62, 65, 67? The real question to me is, will it be there in the long term? And the way it looks right now, I just turned 56, so I think I'm over the edge on that. I don't think I have to worry, but
Well, you know, I met with my wealth manager today who told me what the expectations are for returns over the next, 20 years. And of course, they're saying that they're going to be lower than historical. So when we talk retirement, mine went up by 5 years this morning, meeting with my wealth manager, because I'm going to have to work another 5 years.
Well, at least you'll be able to retire. Half the people in the middle America won't be able to.
It's a very tough situation. You know, there aren't the pensions. If you go back, and I read an article recently about the person who invented the 401k.
Oh, yeah.
And the 401k was never intended to be the vehicle it's being used today as a retire. It was to
help
be a
me understand.
It was to be a supplement
okay.
to retirement. Many years
no,
ago,
I remember
mean,
that.
My father-in-law had a pension.
Right.
You know, union people had a pension, but even people in bigger corporations had a pension. So if you took that pension, a little Social Security, you threw some money into 401k, which enhanced your net worth,
and
you didn't have to have $1 million in your 401k, you might have $100,000 built there over 20 or 30 years. That would enhance and give you a better life. But now, because pensions are gone, people are having to depend on their 401k, and they can't save enough money. You know, especially someone who's, making $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000 a year, they're barely making ends meet. It's very, very difficult out there, forgetting the cost of college, which is devastating to people in that thing. And of course, now Governor Cuomo up in New York recently announced that they're going to try to make through many of the colleges there for people under, what's a very reasonable amount, but under $200,000, where they can get free school at the public schools.
Yeah, but they didn't say how they were going to fund that. That was just
have to fund it.
Oh yeah, right.
Oh.
Well, that's the Affordable Care Act goodies. You got to find a baddie.
I mean,
to
the
pay
professors aren't going
to
work for free. I don't know how they're going to go to their Publix up there, maybe Wegmans, and get their groceries if they're working for free. But
they don't have Piggly Wiggly that far north.
No. That's just in the Carolinas. We can't go that far.
Okay. So then. Actually, that's something good to touch on, Jim. You do a lot of things with having to predict the future and help people understand what's going to happen in the future. How about retail? Retail, what do you think is going to happen? Because I walked in today to the office and one of the folks walked up and said, I haven't gone shopping in a store this old. Actually, it started with one of the ladies goes, Macy's is going to close. Macy's is going to close. And I said, not all of them. And the one lady goes, well, I'm buying everything online. And there you have it right there. What do you see with that stuff?
Retail is going through a real metamorphosis, and there appears to be too many of the big box stores. You go into malls and they're re-tenanting them with very different tenant mixes. They're putting more restaurants in. But you think about it, with restaurants today, with Uber Eats and all of these other different things, you can eat any restaurant at home.
They're next.
But the restaurants, at least, Uber Eats has to go pick up the food. So the restaurant doesn't need the space. Needs a small kitchen, a brand, and can reduce. So, and people are doing interesting things. I don't know if you saw Neiman Marcus cut a deal with Rent the Runway. And Rent the Runway is a
yes,
company.
Yes, I saw that.
Rent the Runway is a company up in New York that I've got to disclose. My son works there. He's an associate buyer. In their case, they actually did a store in a store in San Francisco where they have a Rent the Runway. And if you think about it, Neiman Marcus average customer is in their 50s. Rent the Runway is in their 20s. Those customers are never going into that store, so they don't cannibalize. But here's a chance for, an online business with some brick and mortar to get together and help each other. Because when that woman goes in and rents that dress, she still needs shoes. She still needs a bag. She might need a scarf. She needs stockings. So by going in there, they work together. And if you think about it, originally there was Pets.com online. And there's Pet Supermarket. There never should have been two. They should have combined, and Pet Supermarket should have realized, because Pet Supermarket had their stores. They also had catalogs. But then they went to, what is...
So wait a minute. So is Amazon going to buy Macy's?
Well, Amazon is not necessarily going to buy Macy's. But what Amazon is doing is they're starting, forgetting their distribution centers, and of course, forgetting Amazon Prime that delivers in 2 days. You got Amazon that delivers in 2 hours in Miami.
Yes.
We tested that. I decided to buy pistachios, and we wanted to see one bag of pistachios, like $5. We wanted to see if they really did it. The delivery probably cost them $7 to get us our $5 bag of pistachios, but
it was there.
It was there. And were good pistachios. They were fresh.
Did it come in like a drone?
Yeah, no. We're in an office building. It couldn't come in the drone.
Oh, so it was a bunch of guys.
No, a guy has to deliver it.
They're too hilarious.
No, it's very interesting. So what they're having to do, and Amazon is getting ready to open stores. They're talking about opening stores similar to a 7-Eleven size, and part of that is grocery-based, so you can order, because if fruit and vegetables, they want you to be able to pick up, so you'll be able to order, pick up there. Everybody's having to change. You
and
can't
have a
be
locker.
Stagnant.
They have lockers. So
but,
listen.
But even Sears today announced, you know, some sale of some of their divisions.
Well,
because they're...
local Ben Lambert. He's no dummy.
Sold Craftsman today.
Yeah, he did.
Or announced a sale of Craftsman Tools.
Craftsman Tools? Power Tools?
Yes.
No jokes.
Which was an amazing thing.
Good for him. That's a great deal what he made. Yeah. Hey, listen, we're going to be right back. We're going to talk more economics with Jim Cassell. We're having a great time. We're fantasizing about the great real estate that Sears and Kmart are on. Maybe we'll talk about that next. Wanda, take it away. Great info. Back after this. Oh, yeah. Bring it on, Wanda. Bring it on. I love it. Hey, you know what else I love? I love my buddy Larry's in and his team at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. No, Wanda, you confused me because I haven't had two back-to-back live reads in a while. But now I get it, so bring it on back if you like. Hey, you know, where are you going to go when your traditional bank says no because you got a mortgage that you need for your home or business? Hey, what are you going to do when it doesn't fit into the box that your bank gave you? You're going to call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because I'm with Spectrum, and Spectrum is one of the oldest private equity lenders in Florida. We provide bridge loans up to $15 million. We'll give you cash out on some deals. Properties anywhere in the state of Florida, commercial or residential. As long as it's being used in a business transaction, we'll fund you. We'll make loans to non-U.S. citizens. We may even give you a construction loan, and we can close within days, if not even the same week. So give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300 if you need a loan. That's right. Give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, this is our final segment of our economic forecast here with Jimmy Cassell. Jimmy's the CEO, managing partner, and founder of Cassell Saltpeter. They're a local Miami-based mid-market investment bank. They operate all across the country?
All across
all across the United States. So, Jim, welcome back, and thank you for being here with the extra time. I know that we said we'd be out, but you were gracious enough to stay. So this is the end of the summary. So why don't you give me what's on your mind, what you see is coming? I'm not going to ask the questions. I'll just let you serve it up. Hey, it's all about you.
Oh, my gosh. All about me.
Yeah, Brewster Kelly. Bruce Kell, give him the high five.
I've there. Seen that book.
You like
seen,
that? It's
seen
a
that
great
book.
Book.
I have a copy book. Of it. Someday I might even read it.
You
don't
should
tell Bruce that.
You should. You should. Bruce just.
My
heard.
Wife read it, but that's okay.
Well, you should read it. Actually, it's a great. It is a great book. It took me about a day. I actually did it on a plane. On a plane.
Well, you know, this is going to be an interesting year. I think over the next couple of weeks, as the administration forms, there's a lot of interest from an economic standpoint of what's going to really happen. The president-elect has said certain things. Various of his potential appointments, most of whom will probably get confirmed, if not all, have
as they should. Yeah, he won the election.
He absolutely should get there. Maybe one or two people that they'll deal with.
No, that's the way it is.
Okay.
That's politics.
No, it is politics. And, you know, look, as long as they're qualified, whether you agree or disagree with them, if they're qualified.
As long as they're qualified, they got, you know, I agree with you on that.
But there's different interests, you know, where Trump has espoused certain things and some of the people who he's nominated have said different things about the same issues. You know, it just means that there'll be hopefully a good dialogue. There'll be good negotiating and maybe even good compromise on those things on the Republican side. The Democrats,
they'll be watching. They'll be waving.
We don't know what they're going to do or not do.
They're going to try.
But what's going to really, it's going to affect us all. So I think, first of all, you're going to see the health care dealt with right out of the box. And you're going to see the tax, you know, code dealt with right out of the box. There'll be other things.
Well, you can't let that hang, though. People are making business decisions based on that stuff. You need to know as soon as you can.
Well, you do need to know as soon as you can, but it's not going to be done quickly. You know, changing the tax law is not going to be done overnight unless they just terminate the health code, with the health care, ACA, the Obamacare.
And
don't put anything in place. It can't be done overnight. If it is... we're in for a wild ride when it comes to healthcare stocks in a huge kind of way. There's some areas that they'll probably try to also do some things early on, which is President Trump talked about infrastructure.
Oh, yeah.
Getting some money. We haven't talked about that today. Getting money into infrastructure, into roads.
Guess you'll have to come back.
Yeah, you know, into roads, into sewers. I mean, Miami-Dade County is a perfect example of a place that needs lots of money in its water and sewer system.
I watched the downpour yesterday on Miami Beach, and the sewer was swamped in 10 minutes.
Well, you know, that's one thing, but the drinking water here is an issue. Our purification here is an issue. You know, and as our population grows in Florida, there certainly is concern of whether the well fields out in the Everglades and Lake Okeechobee can support it. The good news is technology exists today. It's been proven in Israel that you can put in desalinization and you can solve that problem.
Wow.
At some point, California will probably have to go
that route.
We're
going to need that.
Well, we'll certainly need that. You know, and one of the problems is you have the saltwater intrusion that goes into the well fields.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, you know, Mrs. Lincoln, how was your play? I mean, I don't want to get depressed
here.
I don't want to be depressed. I want to be happy.
Look, you should be happy.
I got to tell you, you know, when Trump won the election, you have absolutely saw over the last three to four weeks,
had a party.
But people's attitude changed. It's exactly contrary to what many said. Now, there are many people walking around who didn't vote for him, but there's a general upbeat view of business. You know, he's talked about the regulations, you know, eliminating many regulations, being more friendly to business. Some of that may be good. People would argue some of that environmental, other things may not be so good, but it's going to happen. I mean, that's what he said he would do. That's what he was elected to do. That's what he's going to do. So we're going to see a lot of changes, and some of that can be done by executive order. So
we found that out.
It was done the other way. You know, it's going to be interesting. Sometimes it's not as easy to unwind an executive order as it is to put one in, but they will. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in all of these things over the coming days, weeks, and months.
Well, I'm going to need you to come back and talk about that again. Jimmy, if they want to find out more about you, go to your website. What's all that stuff? How they get you?
Well, our telephone number at Cassell Salpeter is area code 305-438-7700. Our website is www.cassell, C-A-S-S-E-L, salpeter, S-A-L-P-E-T-E-R.com.
Well, Jimmy, I want to thank you for bringing your insights and your commentary to the show today. It was really cool, really fun. You're always snappy and fun, which is why you're coming back, I hope, real soon. I want to thank you for being on the show. I want to thank Larry Zinn and the Warren Henry family for being on the show. I want to thank our sponsors, the Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry, Magnum Energy Solutions, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, the Miami Marlins, I said Kind Snacks, Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, Lauren's Kids. But most importantly, I want to thank the people that listen. That's right, it's our audience that I want to thank most of all. Without our audience, it would not be possible to have our show. So thank you to everybody that listens every week. Hey, please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, watch the Facebook Live replay, join our community, give us feedback, comments, tell us who you want to hear from, @JimFried, @FreedomBusinesses, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website, www.freedombusiness.com. The hits keep coming. Hey, this is Jim Fried for Freedom Business. Look for us next week on 8 a.m. on Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Hey, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, turn it off.
Thank you.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. Stocks closed mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 43 points, or 0.2%, to 19,899. The Nasdaq closed 11 points higher, a gain of 0.2%. The S&P 500 lost 2 points. The government's December jobs report will be out before the markets reopen in the morning. Richard Cochinos of Citigroup Global Markets says tomorrow's report will probably not influence Federal Reserve Board policymakers.